Welcome to Science, Sound, and Spirituality with Master Teacher David Holtz, brought to you by Soma Energetics. Join us as we learn to dance with change and transformation. And now, here's David.
For decades, people have relaxed, meditated to soothing sounds, including recordings of waves lapping, desktop waterfalls and wind chimes. Lately, a new kind of sound therapy, often called sound healing, has begun to attract a following. This is known as vibration medicine. Hi, I'm David Holtz, and I'm the founder and developer of Soma Energetics, which we're going to be talking about today. Exactly what is Soma Energetics, and what does Soma Energetics offer our listeners today? I'm so glad to be with you for our first podcast at this particular time, and we're coming live to you right now from Charlotte, North Carolina. The quote I just gave you is from the New York Times, an article called What's the Buzz? Sound Therapy. So this is the wave of the 21st century, and that is, first of all, the call to the light workers to come forth and to assist our planet in this great time of a major transformation, a transformation that is not one of just fixing what is broken in the systems of the world, but transforming them into new systems. And we're going to talk a little bit tonight on how we can assist that to happen in the way of using sound and vibration, light. This has always been the ingredients to the recipe of transformation. So we want to welcome you this evening to our podcast. I'm very honored to have with me our Director of Education for Soma Energetics, Tim Leach, and he's going to be joining us on the podcast today. We hope that you will call us if you have any questions and that we can help you and answer. I began Soma Energetics a little over 15 years. It's been almost 16 years ago at the turn of the century. At the turn of the century, I felt it was very important and urgent to know why we who are living on this planet had chosen to be here at this time at the end of a century. I just felt that it was important enough to do the deeper work to find my soul purpose. Little did I know how much that would change my direction. I'd been a speaker, a lecturer, and a teacher for many years, but I was going on a particular path that had changed. I didn't know what it was changing to until I began to understand a little about energy. You know, Einstein tells us that everything is energy. One of my favorite quotes from the early quantum physicists is that about energy, we have not looked at it correctly, that it says that everything is energy and that about matter, we've been all wrong. There is no matter. There's only energy vibrating at such a slow, dense vibration that it is perceptible to the five senses. That changed everything for me. Now, I know we've all been a part of a paradigm that has been based on the body, mind, and spirit. And I certainly still believe that it's a good teaching tool in a way of dividing the energy system of the body, the mind, and the spirit in this time of the end of reductionism. But I do believe we're in a shift of changing that paradigm to everything is energy. And what does that mean? That means that we have to relook at some of the things in the old paradigm and how it fits the new paradigm. And actually, the new paradigm, based that everything is energy, means that we have to include even our physical body as an energy system. Now, like so many of us, I've been taught that my body first has an energy system, or an aura, some people call it. Well, the shift that I believe we're going into in the new paradigm kind of has that coming from a different direction. And that is that our energy systems are becoming our physical body. So we could almost say it's our energy system that has or becomes our physical body. The brain always sees what's solid and what's matter first. So of course we say the body has. But if we turn that around and say all of the energy systems using the spectrum of vibration becomes the body. Now, the most simple analogy that any of us could understand is the idea of steam, water, and ice. Now, ice can't say it's not water because it's a different form than water and steam. It's all made of six-sided or hexagonal water molecules. What's the difference? The difference is based upon temperature. So when you go into the high temperatures, where there is more space in the molecules that make up water, you have a more ethereal form called steam. If you change the temperature and it becomes colder or more dense, the molecules have less space and they take on a different form, and steam becomes water. Water is more dense than steam. Now, if you continue to lower the temperature and you capture those water molecules below freezing and you freeze them, capture them into the density, it becomes an object called ice. But we cannot say that steam, water, and ice are different in the sense of what they are. They're only different in form. So looking at this body, mind, and spirit from an energetic point of view gives us a whole different way of understanding that we have to include the body as an energy system. This is why we are called soma energetics. The word soma actually is mostly translated body in the New Testament from Greek. And that's why I chose soma energetics. So I would include the body as an energy system. So here we are moving more and more into the 21st century. And the more we move into the early part of this new age called the Aquarian Age, and you know, it takes a while for things to stabilize in the sense of new norms. And until they stabilize, there's going to be conflict between the old and the new. And that's what we're seeing that's happening on the planet at this time. Things are clashing. People are trying to hold on to the old systems. They believe the answer is to revert back to another time. Some people are progressive and they're visionary and they see a whole new system. Others are just stuck in between and don't know which way to go. And that's what we have to deal with today. We see every system that we know on our planet is pretty much in jeopardy. It doesn't matter if it's our financial system, our educational system, in many cases, our religious system, science, all is in some kind of peril in the sense that it is changing its patterns. Now, that is called breakdown. The only reason any system breaks down is because something else is trying to break through. And that's what I was asked over 15 years ago when I started this journey. Do I want to try to fix what's breaking down, or do I want to work with what's breaking through? Now, I really didn't understand that completely 16 years ago. I sort of do now, but I didn't know then. But something that was beyond my brain, what I call the cellular mind, chose to work with what was breaking through. So let's talk just a minute. What is breaking through? Before I tell you that, let's look at where things are now. Most all that we see in the world of matter, everything you can see through your five senses, is three-dimensional. Einstein said that all matter is three-dimensional. That is what we call space. Then if you add time, you have a space-time continuum. The way I like to explain that to the students that I teach is that if I gave you three bits of information, say, meet me at First and Main on the third floor, you could locate me in space if you can find First Street and Main and the third floor of a building, you could find me, but you wouldn't know what time. So if I add time, which is relative, of course, then you would know when to meet me. That's called time-space. So that's four. Now, if there is a new energy that is penetrating into the energy field, the newest sphere of our planet, then we might call it fifth dimension energy, just to name it that. And that fifth dimension energy is beginning to break through. And as it does, it's causing things to go into chaos. Now, chaos sounds really bad, but it really isn't when you study it in new physics, especially. In fact, there's a whole theory, the theory of chaos or disorder. And the bottom line, what they have found out about disorder is that underneath all disorder is order. That means that something is ordering disorder. And why would something want to bring things to a state of chaos and disorder? So it can be reorganized at a higher dimension or level. So the vision that I'm holding and the work that we're doing through Soma Energetics, which is using pure vibration through tuning forks, is to help an individual or collectively or the planet itself to evolve itself to the next dimension of what it means to be a fifth dimensional planet. Now, some of you listening to me may already be feeling some of those symptoms and experiences, changing of sleep patterns, moods up and down, things happening in your body, and you go to the doctor and the doctor has no diagnosis for you at all. This is because you are feeling what is breaking through. And we're here to help you to understand what it is to go through transformation. You know, four times, the Greek word for transformation and renewing of the mind from the Greek in the New Testament is from the word metamorpho. Yes, metamorphosis. And when you look at metamorphosis, you do not see a caterpillar going through that entire process of breakdown at the molecular level into something that scientists call literally goo. It's just goo, a blob. It doesn't go through that to reemerge as an enlightened caterpillar. It literally changes its entire form into the butterfly. That's pretty powerful. So are we as Homo sapien humans moving out of thousands of years of dominion over the earth, men over women, reductionism? Are we moving toward the repatterning of humanity in a way that we could call it a more evolutionary experience? So we're not transforming into the linear, into the next stage of third dimension. We're actually living the curve of the next dimension, which we believe is the fifth dimension. Einstein tells us that everything curves due to mass. That's why when you look out, you see a round moon. We know the planets are round, and some are bigger, some are smaller. It's all pertaining to the mass, the density. Well, here we are in one of the most dense times it's ever been on this planet, and there's nowhere to go but to curve and find the spiral that spirals us into the multi-dimensional dimensions. You know, they're talking a lot about that these days. Multiverses. They're talking about multidimensional consciousness. They're talking about hyperspace and string theory. I really believe as we move more and more into the 21st century, these things are going to be very much proved to be our new reality for all of us. So Soma Energetics works basically with the energy field. Now, the body is what we call effect. By the time an illness of any kind or a disease or any dysfunction reaches us at the kind of mental physical level, that means that it is an effect. It's not cause. And we know that most Western medicine is based upon the symptoms that we have or the effects that we have. But energy work is about working with cause. What caused the illness or the dis-ease or disease in the physical body? We have research now that is telling us that so many illnesses and diseases was in the etheric template body before it ever became physical. You know, that is very powerful information. And this is why we need to move into more preventive medicine. We can prevent a lot of things, a lot of illnesses and sickness and disease, of even getting to the physical level if we would learn the dispatterning that is going on in the etheric body. I'd like to read something to you out of a book that absolutely changed my life, and it's one of the first books that I always suggest to all of the students that I've taught for 16 years, which is a lot of students, but it's Vibrational Medicine by Dr. Richard Gerber, just like the Gerber baby, G-E-R-B-E-R, Vibrational Medicine. Dr. Gerber is no longer with us, but he left us tremendous information, and as one of the first medical doctors to step out into this field, I certainly appreciate and honor what he did for all of us. But I'd like to quote something that he says about our etheric body, and I'm going to explain the etheric body in just a moment. The etheric body is a holographic energy field or template that carries information for the growth, development, and repair of the physical body. While the genes within the DNA direct the molecular mechanisms which govern the development of individual cells, the etheric body guides the spatial unfoldment of the genetic process. The etheric body, again, he is saying, is the blueprint for the physical body. Now, again, let's move out from the body toward the body. Let's don't start with the body. Let's go out into what we call our etheric energy body. Now, we all know, or many of us know, that we have these seven energy centers. People call them chakras. They're energy centers, but they also spiral off into subtle energy bodies. So we have energy bodies, we have a etheric body, we have a causal body, we go down to the astral body, we have a mental and an emotional body, and all of those coalesce into a blueprint called the etheric blueprint. Now, whatever ends up in that etheric blueprint is how and your cells are going to be affected as they are destroyed and recreated. Now, we know that millions of cells will probably recreate themselves during this entire podcast. As you're listening to me, thousands and tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of cells are dying. I remember reading in a book by Deepak Chopra some years ago that the liver makes itself every 6 weeks. Some people say the body makes itself in every year. I've heard 7 years. I don't know which numbers are right, but we do know that we continuously are in this flux, this dance of destruction and recreation. The Hindus, the people of the East, have known this for 5,000 years in the dance of Shakti and Shiva, the lords of destruction and creation. We in the West did not get it until we was able to look through our telescopes and our technology, of course, to see that this is true. So every moment a cell is destroyed and able to create itself is a still point of grace. What that means is there is a point between the destruction and the rebirth of a cell to change its spin, its vibratory frequency, and raise the body to a higher level. Isn't that exciting? I hope that you really do get from this podcast a new hope about maybe the answer is not over there in time and space, but maybe it's in vertical time, opening a portal and allowing us to go and establish the new norms. We're going to break right now for a word from SomaEnergetics. Don't leave us. We've got a lot to tell you on this podcast.
We'll return to today's edition of Science, Sound, and Spirituality with David Holtz after this word from our sponsor, SomaEnergetics.
Soma Energetics is a series of sound therapy techniques developed by certified master sound therapy teacher David Hulse at the turn of the century, utilizing the power of the ancient frequencies via our custom-made solfeggio tuning forks. Soma Energetics offers training in live workshops or via DVD home study courses. Course materials include color solfeggio tuning forks in the form of energy tuners and body tuners, and they are available exclusively from Soma Energetics. At SomaEnergetics.com, you'll have the finest tools in energy healing and sound therapy at your fingertips. So take a moment to visit this very informative website and be sure and check out the combo packages for the best deals. If you have any questions, please give us a call at 980-949-8921. Remember, visit www.SomaEnergetics.com to experience the power of sound therapy.
And now we return to today's topic on science, sound, and spirituality. Here's Master Teacher David Hulse.
Okay, we want to welcome you back. For you that are back with us and to you that may be joining us, today we're talking about energy work, vibration, and sound in the etheric template that holds all the patterns of information and mispatternings of misinformation that are driving the way our cells are recreating themselves. I wanted to read something from a book that I've written called A Fork in the Road. And I quoted here Alice Bailey. Alice Bailey was someone who lived in the early part of the last of the 19th and 20th century, who was a visionary of something called a unified society of theosophical writings, and the first person actually in her writings to use the term New Age. This is one of her last dissertations that she made, which was a prophecy. And this is what she says, and I quote, and this she's talking about what's going to happen at the turn of the next century, the century you and I just have entered in. The response of the human mechanism to the world of sound will cause development that will usher in a new age. It will be an age in which the work of the world will be carried forth through the medium of sound, and eventually using words of power and the efforts of trained sound workers. These trained workers, understanding the nature of matter and comprehending the purpose of sound, will bring about those structural changes and those material transformations which will establish a new civilization of a new race, unquote. That is a pretty powerful quote from someone over 100 years ago who saw that the new age would be ushered in by workers trained in sound. And this is part of our mission and our vision, is to put out the clarion call for enough light workers to come together and reach critical mass to shift the collective consciousness and unconsciousness of the planet. I personally do not feel that we're going to ever find peace on this planet until we work with the collective unconsciousness of mankind. I do not believe that we can just sit down and reason any longer. I do not think that we can actually accept each other's political or religious views. It just seems to cause more and more separation among human beings. So there's got to be a better way to do it, and that is to work in the consciousness, the collective consciousness. And when enough of us are able to do that, we can bring consciousness to the tipping point or to the point of shift. And so this is one of the great things that you can do through vibration and healing. So we talked about the etheric body and how that we can work in the etheric body, because it carries us all of the causes of our physical illnesses, and therefore we can change that. So with tuning forks, we always say you can work from cause to effect, or you can work from effect in the body back to the cause of it. Now, what's a cause? Cause could be a a karmic issue in your karmic story. It could be an unresolved issue throughout your life stream. It could be ancestral. It's one thing that we do is we teach how to work with DNA, RNA forks in the sense of ancestral issues. Sometimes the people do not get a healing because it's not theirs anyway. It's something that has come through. And you that are praying, meditating, and opening yourself up, you're also opening up for things to come up in you that wants to be balanced and wants to be brought back into the energy system. So this is some of the great things that we can offer with you. So I have with me here the Director of Education for Soam Energetics, because we are an educational organization. I decided years ago not to just go in and do a little weekend workshop, run off and leave everybody, but that we would continue the education and the support to help people to become established as a trained sound worker. And to be able to have a support group. And we have developed that. And Tim has been with Soam Energetics from the very conception of it and birth of it and takes care of all of that. So, Tim, we're glad to have you with us today.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about Soam Energetics and what does it offer a person if they'd like to get into the system and learn Soam Energetics?
Well, we have everything from the personal level, someone who's just out there wanting to kind of experience sound therapy or use it for stress relief or meditation. We have tools for that, all the way into the professional level, people who want to learn our specific techniques and go through our continuing education courses and use more of our professional sets on other people, use the techniques with their clients and friends. And then that can take them all the way into certification by an independent board. That gives them credibility along with spiritual healer licensing. So we have a full range of options for people at whatever level their interest lies.
Good. I know when I started all of this, I had been kind of studying the fact that energy's everywhere.
Yes.
I often use the analogy sometimes that we're like fish in water who don't know they're in water, but they're looking for the water. And I feel the same way that the energy field, I call it the universal energy field, is everywhere. Now I'm sitting here and you're sitting across from me and it looks like my body's here, your body's there, but actually our heart energy goes out many, many feet and connect. So that means everybody's energy, especially heart energy, is out there connecting into a global heart. So if we could work from the global heart, then we could also change the individual hearts. You know, the old paradigm in religion was to go out one-on-one and try to convert people to what you believe. But we believe that it's going to be done through the energy of the person. The shift is just going to happen. It's going to be natural. Mm-hmm. So the first thing that I developed in this was based upon the idea that we're not using all this energy that we have access to.
Right, that's our phase one technique.
Exactly. Yes, phase one is called the energy vitality technique. And what that means is that I've come to the point that human beings use just enough energy for survival. We are the species for surviving of the species. We've survived famines. We've survived wars. We've survived depressions. We have survived a multitude of things. But I really believe probably maybe in the 60s that something happened and a whole bunch of this energy was released and nobody knew what to do with it. Women didn't want to be in the box they'd been put in. Subcultures did not want to be put in the box they were in. And there began to be a revolution. Now, I don't know that revolution came to total fruition because we had no model. There wasn't a model in religion. There wasn't a model in education to tell us what to do with that new energy. So we kind of was a little immature, I think, at the time. But we've grown. Just think what has happened in the last 30, 40 years in the sense of information and books and speakers and workshops. It's been a phenomenon of information and knowledge. And now people have entered a state of consciousness where now we can look at this energy, this surplus energy. But I began to notice as a very young man, and I was raised in Tulsa, Oklahoma, which was very well known for healing preachers and evangelists. Mm-hmm. And I was drug around to all these healers like Oral Roberts and whatever. And even as a young boy, I tried to figure out why did some people get healed and some didn't. And that continued to follow me for years as to why some people healed. Then when I got into more positive thinking and what we call new thought or metaphysical, and right. people were trying to manifest prosperity, people trying to manifest a good co-creative partner, and some did and some didn't. And I'm trying to figure out why the ones who didn't, because right. I felt they were very sincere about it. And what I come to understand was we can only manifest something in our life in which we have energy beyond survival. And the way I like to put that is you could sit here, Tim, and write me a check, but you better have the money in the bank. If you write me a check bigger than what you have in the bank, it's insufficient fund. It's going to be rejected. But if all of a sudden you came into an inheritance, say, or something happened and a lot of money was put in your bank, you could write bigger checks and manifest more things. So this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to find a way to connect an individual's energy field to the universal energy field. Again, using our analogy of money, let's say I'm going to take you to the World Bank and we're going to take a whole lot of money out of the World Bank and put it in your account. Well, you're going to have a different life. You're going to manifest a lot more things. But on an energetic level, if we could bring in more energy beyond survival. Now, what I mean survival is I'm sitting here talking, you're sitting here, our listeners are listening to us, and their heart is beating, their blood is circulating, their dinner or lunch is digesting, whatever, and that's all in an autonomic system. And it's all taking energy. Well, you can't take that energy you need to survive when you need a healing or something specific. You can't borrow from that. What you need is more energy beyond the survival. It's kind of like a savings account.
Right.
You know, sometimes you have enough in your paycheck to do the necessities of life, but when something comes up, a repair on the house, or you get sick and you need that extra money, then you need a savings account to go to and draw that out. So that's what I wanted to do. And I was shown by those who were guiding me to develop Soma Energetics exactly how to do that. And that's one of the things we teach in phase one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about phase two? What is phase two?
Well, phase two, phase one is always the basis. Phase one is the main technique that you have to start from. You have to get the energy moving and balanced in the energy field and throughout the energy centers, as you call them, chakras. Phase two gives you five additional tools that you can incorporate into phase one as needed for a client. So, such as a chakra stone relaxation technique, where you're able to take the stones and lay them across the on each chakra on their back, and then use another set of tools of ours called body tuners on each stone to give them a relaxation. Because a lot of times they come in all stressed out, and you know, it gives them a chance to relax in the day and be ready to receive healing from divine source. And then it adds a technique, teaches you how to do acupressure points with body tuners. So that's technique number two. Technique number three is two amazing techniques that you've developed on opening the heart chakra to clear away any old hurts and wounds, and then opening the third eye so that people can see through the illusion of people, places, and things. The heart of phase two, though, is the energy scanning technique, and that is where you learn how to scan the energy field, and when you find a blockage, it's just amazing. Students just love this when this happens to them. As you're scanning down and the sound just stops, it just got totally absorbed. And that's a lot of times an indication that there's a blockage or a disturbance there. And then we teach a technique by which you can clear out that disturbance and then replace it with positive affirmation. And you know, all of this is based on what the client is ready to release. You're not forcing anybody to do anything. So that's phase two. I want to make sure that we give an opportunity for anybody who's interested to call in. You can call in if you've new to Soma Energetics, or you've been through our courses, either live or DVD, and want to have something to share, we'd love to hear from you. The phone number to call in is 888-627-6008, toll free, 888-627-6008. 6008. I also want to take a moment to, I mean, I listened to you for the first 30 minutes. We've been together doing this Soma Energetics since the beginning. And I'm still just amazed and blown away by your vision and your passion and your depth of knowledge and the way you're able to bring it all together. What I hear from participants a lot is they go to a lot of different workshops or a lot of different schools of thought. And when they come hear you, you tend to bring it all together for them. So you're definitely the heart and the passion behind this modality and Soma Energetics. So thank you.
Well, thank you for that. It's kind of my child. I birthed it. I birthed this. And when you birth something like a technique or an idea, it's an extension of you. So I am very passionate about it. I want to ask you, now you mentioned energy tuners and body tuners. So can you kind of tell our listeners more, what's the difference between those?
Sure. Energy tuners are a set of six tuning forks without weights. In other words, you can hear them, but if you take the stem and place it on the body, you generally cannot feel that unless you're very sensitive to energy. So they're to be used in the etheric field 2 inches from the body. They're to be used in as what you call preventative area. So they're to be used for the chakras and things like that. And then to get them into the physical body, we use them in the auditory. So we hold them next to the client's ears and let it connect through the nervous system that way through physically. But then body tuners were developed about 5 years later. As we started this, we were doing the energy work, but we found that people sometimes walked in and they already had effect. They already in the body. They already had pain. So we developed the body tuners to address acupressure points, meridian lines, things like that, to get energy flowing in the body, bring the energy flowing again so that the body can do what it does best. Heal itself.
So really, we're not healers.
We're not healers. All we're doing is we are facilitating the body to return to homeostasis or balance so the body can do what it does best, heal itself. We are allowing divine energy to either flow through us and assisting the client in activating the divine healing energy within them.
That's great. I like that idea. I think sometimes we have to be careful about these labels we put on ourselves, like I'm a healer. I really think we're taking away from the intelligence that the body has in it. And we want to awaken that. And one of the best ways we can do that is through something like tuning forks. Now, also, it talks about here Tibetan bowls and gongs and other things. There's other things that can be used because they're vibration. I just find a tuning fork is what I call just raw vibration. Mm-hmm. It's not about a melody in a sense, and therefore it's not attached to the emotional body. If I hear a song that has a melody, the melody can make me happy, sad, or have exactly a memory of what happened. But a tuning fork is something that can disrupt the brain. I want to read something that is a quote from a Dr. Vad. Dr. Vad is a very famous doctor in New York who was over the PGA and a lot of important things. But this is what he said. Sound healing, like other mind-body treatments, he said, could act as a placebo, or it may distract the mind, breaking the stress cycle. Now get this, just before we go to the break. Even if it breaks your cycle for 15 minutes, that's sometimes enough time to have a therapeutic effect. In other words, as when the brain breaks the cycle of stress, right, like listening to a tuning fork for 15 minutes, it means nothing to it. It's enough for the body to actually begin the healing. All right, it's time for a break, but we'll be back with you in just a moment after this word from Soma Energetics.
We'll be back with more of today's program on science, sound, and spirituality after this word from Soma Energetics.
Soma Energetics is a series of sound therapy techniques developed by certified master sound therapy teacher David Hulse at the turn of the century, utilizing the power of the ancient frequencies via our custom-made solfeggio tuning forks. Soma Energetics offers training in live workshops or via DVD home study courses. Course materials include color solfeggio tuning forks in the form of energy tuners and body tuners, and they are available exclusively from Soma Energetics. At SomaEnergetics.com, you'll have the finest tools in energy healing and sound therapy at your fingertips. So take a moment to visit this very informative website and be sure and check out the combo packages for the best deals. If you have any questions, please give us a call at 980-949-8921. Remember, visit www.somaenergetics.com to experience the power of sound therapy.
Now back to today's program on science, sound, and spirituality with David Holtz.
Welcome back. For you that are new, we're talking today about sound therapy, vibrational medicine, the ability to use tuning forks and sound to affect our etheric template, which drives the development of cells.
I just want to make sure that we give the call-in number one more time here, 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. Call in and share with us your experiences with Soma Energetics, or if you have questions and you're new to Soma Energetics. David?
Before we went to break, I was giving a quote by a Dr. Van New York City, who says that if we can do something to break the cycle of the brain's activity for 15 minutes, that's sometimes enough time to have a therapeutic effect. You know, almost 80% of all illnesses are stress-related. People are under tremendous amounts of stress in the world that we live in today. And I really believe that by using something like tuning forks and being able to disrupt that stress cycle is one of the most powerful and important ways in which that we can allow the body to heal itself. Well, our tuning forks are unique. We do not use regular tuning forks based upon Western 12-tone temperament. And for you that do not know what that is, that merely means if you were in front of a piano and you would go from C to a C and use all the white and black notes, that's 12 notes. And that's a closed octave. C will equal C. Even though it's a high C, higher than maybe the middle C, it closes the octave. And then you go C to C, you close the octave. And that's why a lot of people are very drawn for meditation, for instance, to more Eastern or indigenous music, because they don't follow that closed octave music. And this leaves us more open to do our deep inner work oftentimes. So I was very interested, even before Soma Energetics happened, about DNA of all things. I just became interested about DNA in the later part of the 90s. And I found out that there was someone teaching how to do DNA activation work. And that just fascinated me, and I went and took that workshop. And I just started going around the country, anybody would let me in, and talked about how we could change DNA. Well, it's much more understood today with some of the greater people out there that are speaking, like Dr. Bruce Lipton is one that comes to mind right now, Greg Braden, and some others that are doing a wonderful job in educating so many of us concerning the fact that nothing is written in stone. You might remember it was just a few months ago, a year or so ago, that Time magazine came out and said on the front, DNA is not your destiny. So it's just water molecules. But I wanted to understand a little bit about DNA, and because of that, I heard about a frequency called 528 hertz. That means 528 hertz is a tuning fork that when you strike it, it vibrates 528 times in 1 second. And if you Google 528 hertz, you will see that millions of people have been on that website. It is well known all over the world. It's a very important vibration, which is a part of a set of sounds or frequencies that are called SOFA sounds. Mm-hmm. Now, when you put all of these sounds together, you have solfeggio. Now, the solfeggio, according to what is written and what is said, began actually at the time of the psalmist David in writing the Psalms, who gave it to his son Solomon, and they were lost. Then they were rediscovered in the earlier years of the Catholic Church when they were putting together and singing Gregorian chants, which you can download on our website, one of them called St. John the Baptist.
Yeah.
It's a hymn, and it's in the solfeggio frequencies or sounds. It's very powerful. But as things would happen, things changed and shifted, and finally, centuries later, they were lost again. Then later in the 70s, they were rediscovered by a researcher and a spiritual researcher and scientist in Dr. Joseph Puglio, if I'm pronouncing his name correctly, and he was told to bring these back. So this is the third time. You know, they say three times is a charm. And why I'm telling you that is because the 528 is a part of those six frequencies that were lost, called the sofa or solfeggio. And I wanted that frequency in my workshops, talking about DNA workshops, in which we did meditation. And the teacher for that had given us and told us how we could get these CDs that had special type of sounds and music on it. And then we'd do meditations. And I thought, if I could have that, because it said the 528, now this is what the book said. The book that I read said that it was repairing DNA. And I thought, well, I've got to have that. But we don't have a 528 in our Western music. If you would sound the Mi 4 528, the brain would generalize it into a C, be above middle C, which I believe is 256, if I'm correct on that. But anyway, it's not 528. I think it's 512.
512.
Yeah, excuse me. It's 512.
C is 256.
Yeah.
Regular C.
So 512, but it's, you know, my brain said, well, that's close enough. And then something said, no, it's not. You got to have the exact frequency. And a friend said to me, well, I know someone who makes tuning forks. You can get any frequency you want. Well, by that time, I'd found out about the other five frequencies. So I said, why don't we just have all six of them made into a tuning fork? And 16 years ago, I held those tuning forks in my hand. And I knew my world was going to change. Even talking about them, I didn't know what to do with them, but just talking about them in my lectures, people shifted on the chairs, all kinds of things would happen in the room. And I thought, this is so powerful. And that's how I found out about these frequencies, these six powerful frequencies that are our solfeggio energy tuners and body tuners. There's nothing like them. They all have tremendously almost magical powers to them. They're all basically in medieval Latin. The 528 I just spoke of is the Mi fork. Now, when we say Mi in the West, we think of Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do, and we think of Mi, a name I call myself, and Do, a deer, all of that. And we see Julie Andrews in the field with the kids in Sound of Music. But actually, as nice as that is, and as clever as it is, and a wonderful movie it is, it still takes us away from some of the purity of the sounds that really was there to empower the masses. It was able to move us all the way in from the lowest emotions of grief to the highest of joy in the first tuning fork. So these are the forks that we use, and I think that it's important that if you're going to use tuning forks, that you use vibrations that have not been downloaded into the brain that the brain understands. And the reason is because we have developed belief systems and we have defense mechanisms in things that we believe, things that we like, things that we don't like. So when you use a frequency like that, it bypasses all of those and it goes into the molecular level, goes all the way in.
Wow.
And deep enough into the molecular level that it begins to vibrate all the receptors of all the molecules of our body. And this is the work of Dr. Candace Pert, for you that know of Candace Pert and her book, Molecules of Emotions. Very powerful. So tuning forks are just absolutely one of those powerful tools that can be used. Another thing I like, and maybe I'm showing my age here and generation, but you don't have to plug them into the grid. You don't have to have them computerized. You can actually pick them up, take them anywhere you want, and you can use them. Our tuning forks, our energy tuning forks, are colored by chakra. So our first fork, which is red, represents, of course, our earth element. And the next, which is orange and sacral, is water. And our gold or yellow is our solar plex, which is fire. And then, of course, the heart is air, wind. our breath, the balance level, and then the throat is blue, and then we have the indigo or purple at the third eye, the eye of intuition, which is very important. And then for the seventh crown, we use all the six together to make the seventh. So this is a very powerful system. I hope that you will look at our website. There is a lot of information. There are YouTubes of me speaking about some of these things that we're talking about today at www.somaenergetics.com. Be sure and look at that. So, Tim, it's been good to have you, and you do a great job in the sense of helping so many people who call daily. We send tuning forks and DVDs for teaching all over the world. We have practitioners in about 12 countries. We are translated into Chinese, Japanese, and Spanish, and French. Yeah. And English. Isn't that amazing? So we hope that you'll look at some of the things that, we are doing there. Again, Tim has a wonderful system that he has put together to help you that are serious enough that you really want to get into something. One of the great passions and visions I've had for many, many years is to try to empower people to be able to make their living doing their life purpose. I think every one of you came in to this incarnation with a purpose. And I think that you should be using that for a way to make a living if you want to and be able to be accessible to the planet at this time. So please, again, look at all the information. We want to thank you who are listening today and those who will listen in the downloads on our first broadcast on this Wednesday evening. Be sure and tell your friends about us and let us hear from you until our next time.
And we'll be back in 2 weeks. This is a bi-weekly broadcast. We'll be back in 2 weeks on February 24th at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific.
And we'll see you then. Thank you very much for tuning in.
This has been a presentation of Science, Sound, and Spirituality with Master Teacher David Holtz, brought to you by Soma Energetics. For more information, please visit us at www.somaenergetics.com. Thank you for joining us here on BBS Radio for Science, Sound, and Spirituality. This is your announcer, Deborah Fitch, reminding you that your life is a gift, but your journey is a choice. Thank you for choosing to spend a part of your journey with us.